A former top executive of the Boeing Corporation is to spend 4 months in prison after pleading guilty to conspiring to violate conflict of interest laws. Michael Sears admitted he had illegally recruited a Pentagon official to work at Boeing. He offered her a job, even as she was overseeing an Air Force contract to buy aircraft from Boeing. NPR's Peter Overby has been following the scandal. He says it's the latest in a string of woes for the aviation giant and the Pentagon.
In fact, there are really two scandals going on here. Start with the immediate one involving Sears. There's already a long casualty list for it. Sears, Darlene Drurian, the Air Force procurement official who went to work for Boeing.
She was the one he recruited.
That's right. She met with him in a conference room at an airport in Orlando, Florida, said, "I can't talk to you about a job because I'm still negotiating this contract." They proceeded to talk about it anyway, and it was a $250,000 job. When she pleaded guilty, she called the contract a parting gift to Boeing.
And she is where now?
She is in a prison camp in Florida for 9 months. And last Monday, the Pentagon said that it has reviewed 407 contracts of Drurian's since 1993, and now the Pentagon Inspector General is being asked to look more deeply at eight of them. Those eight contracts are worth about $3 billion, and they involve Boeing and four other firms.
Okay, so you said there's two scandals.
Right. That's scandal one. Scandal two is sort of the Uber scandal, and that has to do with politics. None of this would have happened if there hadn't been a push for the Air Force to lease mid-air refueling tankers made by Boeing. That came about in the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The airline industry, remember, was basically grounded financially as well as literally. And there were people on Capitol Hill who wanted to make sure that Boeing's 767 production line kept going. Their solution was to have them build tanker aircraft for the Air Force. The Air Force didn't have any money to buy them. They'd lease them. Three congressional committees, three of the four committees that needed to approve it, signed off on it with barely reviewing it. It was the fourth committee, Senate Armed Services Committee, headed by John Warner, with a dogged effort by Senator John McCain. They were the ones who really brought this whole thing to a screeching halt.
So leasing them, explain what's wrong with the idea of leasing them.
There are procedures for acquiring military equipment, and leasing generally is not one of them. If you're going to enter into a $23 billion deal, you probably don't want to do it with the costs backloaded, paying the financing up front. From McCain's point of view and from the point of view of outside groups like Taxpayers for Common Sense, this just looked like a really bad financial deal for the taxpayers and a really sweet deal for Boeing.
Which is, it's implied that was the intent.
There were a lot of people on Capitol Hill who, they weren't saying that they were trying to just shovel money to Boeing, but they were saying that it was really important to keep Boeing's production lines going. Boeing is the only manufacturer of airliners in the U.S. anymore. And then this brings in another element of the controversy. If they had opened it to competitive bid, the competition would have been Airbus. You had members of Congress saying, "We're not going to buy a plane that's made by France." And that's where the deadlock still lies, that the Air Force now says that it really needs tankers, and the money isn't there to pay for them. Airbus wants to get in on the deal. The question is still out there, is there going to be a fair, open competition for this?
NPR's Peter Overby, thank you.
Thank you.